And these are things that we learn by default, because as a small child, or even before that, at our conception, perhaps, because unless we were gifted and conceived by parents who were awake and did the great work and conceived you on purpose outside of the matrix in the true quantum field universe, we're fucked, because we are basically scripted from the moment we are conceived to be slaves within the matrix. And we're following scripts based on our DNA, based on our upbringing, based on who our parents were, based on our lineages, based on our indoctrination centers that we're exposed to or not exposed to, based on pop culture, the media, on and on and on and on. And so me growing up in the 60s and 70s, I was just impacted on and on with this divide and conquer between the masculine and the feminine, between men and women, between white and black, and all this kind of stuff. And I didn't feel it. It's like, this is wrong. Like, what is going on here? Because I was so in tune to nature and pretending I was a fairy, because, you know, that was part of my escape, was to use my imagination and, you know, really feel the divinity within when I was outdoors and enjoying the sun, moon, and stars, and realizing there's something funky going on here. And one of my earliest memories was watching my mom upset with the boob tube. And it was some kind of political funeral. And I walked around, I probably was two or three, and I just pulled the plug. It's like, why watch it? If you're going to be upset by it, I don't understand that, you know? And so anyways, that was one of my earliest memories about really being conscious about watching someone in my life and having their attention be hijacked by the matrix. And this is how the matrix keeps us asleep. It's by media, the television, whatever is going on that you are witnessing. We live in a perception managed reality, up to the point where we're starting to get the sort of rustling of impatience, the rustling of frustration, which I feel are, you know, sort of the precursors to starting to wake yourself up from the collective coma that everybody is in the matrix, because the world is not the planet. The matrix is not the universe. It is literally a satanic inversion where this perception managed reality is only 5 senses when we have 7. We have our 6th sense. We also have our 7th sense, which is our sense of care and compassion, okay? It is the divine masculine principle of gifting, giving, and the divine feminine principle of receiving. It's the passive and the action. And so we're flip sides of the same coin, which is why it's so easy to be distracted by the matrix, because most people are mesmerized. They're mesmerized either by the outer screen of what's going on, or they're mesmerized by the inner screen of all the bullshit going on in their heads, your worries, your head trips, your traumas, your judgments, your criticisms, your acerbic commentary, often about what's going on here. And so when humanity has got that going on, and it has been going on for millennia, this is not a thing that's happened because of technology. No. It has to do with being mesmerized by whatever is upsetting you, whatever has your attention. And if you don't see that you're being hijacked, you're not going to know that you're asleep.